For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team has a home-and-home with North Dakota this weekend. Won their only game last weekend. The goal scorer, game-winning goal scorer, Charlie O'Connor with us. Congratulations on the goal.
Thank you very much.
Ever had a game canceled for a reason other than weather?
Absolutely not. That was kind of a weird situation we had in Duluth, but I came out Saturday and got the big one.
How'd you make the best of it on the way back?
Getting Sammy's Pizza and... What was it, Grand Forks or Grand Rapids? One of those, yeah. Grand Rapids, good pizza.
On to Saturday's game. Duluth ranked number two in the preseason polls. You pretty much had an answer for everything that they threw at you on Saturday. What does that say for the ceiling of where this team can finish this year?
Yeah, I mean, our ceiling, there actually is no ceiling for us. As long as we play fast, we have good puck pressure. I think our team could do anything in this league.
Personally, how did you use the end of last year as motivation in the offseason?
I don't think it was motivation. I think you want to strive to be the best of what you can be. And this summer, I worked really hard at my game, really worked hard at putting some pounds on. And luckily, I got a goal. So, yeah.
Be honest. Did you mean to throw the changeup at him, or were you intending on a fastball there?
I thought I got some good word on it, but I saw a second time on Sunday, and he got a good piece of it, and luckily it went in.
Power play last year struggled for most of the season. You guys had a couple of really good games and then long periods where you struggled a little bit. Two extended five-minute majors this past weekend. You're able to get the one goal. They get the shorty, though. How much do special teams need to improve for you guys to be successful this year?
Yeah, I mean, power play is where you score your majority of the goals nowadays. And, we're that's our big emphasis beginning of this year. And so we're just going to keep moving forward here.
It's still so early. You guys don't have a whole lot of chemistry yet on it, do you?
Yeah, still early. But we're getting some good chemistry. We have three power play units right now. And, we're just still getting chemistry here.
You guys really turned the Sanford Center into a home ice advantage a year ago. How much are you going to need that Friday night?
Yeah. The fans were great this past weekend, and hopefully they show up again and even more rowdy against UND.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.